FM 90.3 WJTL Cliff Preston and the band Table Better Road. Hi, good morning to you and happy Thursday, 7/19.
Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies, a high around 82 degrees. Tonight looking mostly cloudy and low of 66. Tomorrow, morning clouds and showers, then we should see some sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Cooling down over the weekend, though. Saturday and Sunday, both looking sunny with highs around 61. Right now in Lancaster, foggy and 48 degrees. In Harrisburg, 49.
This morning, we're getting to know Dr. Kevin Gushikin. Kevin is the Dean of School of Bible and Ministry at Lancaster Bible College, and he is an author. We will talk about his book a little bit more. Good morning once again to you, Kevin.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you both for having me.
Yeah, how long have you been at Lancaster Bible College?
Since 2017 from Chicago, and so I love it out here.
And so as Dean of School of Bible and Ministry, that's kind of a new part of Lancaster Bible College, right?
Yeah, as of July this past year, it was a merge between the Bible Department and the Church and Ministry Leadership Department, bringing the two together to kind of help students be better equipped to serve the local church and ministries around the world.
So how does that work at Lancaster Bible College? What is the School of Bible and Ministry doing for the students at LBC?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for us. We have students from all over the world in our programs. The School of Bible and Ministry is undergrad, master's, and doctoral, so it's all levels. Bible classes as well as ministry preparation classes. And so we have the whole gamut in terms of classes we offer. But we have students from 15 different countries, 29 states.
Wow.
At LBC generally, we have 35 countries represented. So God's doing some amazing work through LBC.
That is really amazing. And I get the impression that Lancaster Bible College is growing.
It really is growing. We had the largest enrollment this year, over 2,300 students.
That's amazing.
775 roughly undergrad students on campus, over 800 online. It's really exciting to see what God's doing, bringing people from all over the world to get better trained, to think through a biblical worldview, and be better able to serve the local church.
And having been a pastor for 20 years, you bring a unique perspective to that when you're teaching the next generation of ministers.
Yeah, thank you for that. I thought, when I left the pastoral ministry and move into something else, but then I realized once a pastor, always a pastor.
Yeah.
And I thought back, the professors I had in the classroom were ones that had rich experience. And
right.
So I try to bring that to my role and to the classroom to think, like, how do I help shepherd and invest in these students to better be used by God wherever God has called them to be?
And I get the impression with your book that you bring your pastor's heart to that as well. The book is called The Theology of Play, Learning to Enjoy Life as God Intended. It's a new book just out this summer.
It is, and just really excited about it. And for those that are thinking, wow, my life is too serious, and I don't have any enjoyment, and I don't know what it's like to even step into like a Sabbath, I would say, just consider picking it up, and maybe that might stir in your heart, and you could begin to think about new ways in which God wants you to have freedom to play, enjoyment to play, and permission to play. I think that's the key word, permission to play. We don't give ourselves permission. We oftentimes feel guilty if we play.
Yeah, I love that you have mixed theology with play, and that does give us the permission, and knowing God has given us the permission to do that as well.
It really is. And I think about, like, God is the author and owner of all of life, and that includes play. And so play is not separate from our theology. We need to think through it from a biblical construct. And when you look at Scripture, and I unpack these passages in the book of how God wants to give us permission to play and to enjoy. And when we do that, we don't have to have guilt or feel like we should be doing something more seriously. In fact, in the book, I say, perhaps we need to view play as a little bit of a spiritual discipline.
Wow, I love that. Check it out. The book is available online. You can Google it. You can check out Amazon. The Theology of Play, Learning to Joy Life as God Intended. And if you want more information on the School of Bible and Ministry at Lancaster Bible College, lbc.edu is the place to visit for that. Kevin, it was a joy to have you this morning.
Thank you. And for all the listeners, I hope you have a fantastic day. May God bless you, and may you enjoy perhaps stepping into play today.
I love it. Back to the music we go. Stephen Stanley, Rest in the Father on WJTL. Good morning.